Welcome to this demonstration of two apps that I've recently started using on my Apple Watch, which makes the watch a little bit more useful, particularly when I'm at home, for checking my lights and devices on my Wi-Fi network, and also for checking the indoor and outdoor temperature at home, and also when I'm away from home, particularly with the temperature. So the two apps for the Apple Watch, one is called Comfort, and that's for my Netatmo, that's Netatmo Urban Weather Station. So that's for the indoor, outdoor temperature modules. And the second app for the Apple Watch is called Quick Switch. And of course, that's for my Belkin light and switches on my home Wi-Fi network. And of course, these apps also run on my iPhone. However, on my iPhone, I tend to use the Wemo app, that's W-E-M-O, for my Belkin Wemo lights and switches. And the main reason I use that one, probably most of the time, particularly when I'm out and about, is because I can access my devices externally with the Quick Switch app, either on my iPhone or on my Apple Watch. I can only access the devices when I'm on my home Wi-Fi network here in the house. With the Netatmo Urban Weather Station, I use the Netatmo app on my iPhone. The Comfort app still runs on my iPhone, but I'm mainly using that to support the Comfort complication that's currently sitting on my Apple Watch clock face. Let's go through them one by one. I'm actually going to do my Netatmo Urban Weather Station first, and I'll show you the Netatmo app and the Comfort app running on my iPhone, and then I'll show you what happens with the complication that I've got running on my Apple Watch. So I've got my iPhone here. Let me just ask Siri to open up Netatmo. Hey Siri, open Netatmo.
Netatmo, in pro, menu, button.
Okay, so I flick to the right.
Chloe Warren 9 minutes ago. Background PM 1029, very good. Page 2 of 4.
Now this app actually got updated recently in the last several weeks or so. I'm doing this recording the 2nd January 2016, and it's become a little bit messy as far as usability is concerned, because I just flicked over the outdoor weather station information. And if I flick back to the left, I can now get the information if I go back to the left.
Humidity, 65%.
So humidity, 65%. This is outside.
Feels like 24 degrees.
Feels like 24 degrees.
Pressure, 1015 millibars.
Pressure. Now keep in mind, this is actually Celsius temperature, not Fahrenheit.
Outdoor temperature, 24.2 degrees.
Outdoor temperature, 24.2 degrees.
Home Niwara a moment ago.
And home Niwara, and it's just updated because the Netatmo app tends to update every round about 10 minutes. So if I flick back to the right.
Background PM 1029, page 2 of 4.
As you can tell, it's just skipped over all the information. Flick to the right again.
Indoor temperature, 22.3 degrees.
Indoor temperature, 22.3 degrees Celsius.
CO subscript 2, 879
ppm. It's the CO level.
Acoustic comfort, quiet 43 dB.
Acoustic comfort, 43 decibels.
Humidity. 50%.
Humidity, 50%. That's the official Netatmo Urban Weather Station app. Let me just open up Comfort. Hey Siri, open Comfort.
Comfort. Set Comfort.
Okay, and if I flick to the right.
Stations. Heading. Idiot. Button. Home Niwara. Indoor.
Okay, so Home Niwara. Indoor.
Home Niwara. Outdoor.
I want Home Niwara. Actions outdoor. Available. Double tap on that.
Stations.
And flick to the right.
Configure. Button. Home Niwara. Outdoor. Temperature, 24.2 degrees Celsius.
24.2 degrees Celsius.
Humidity, 65%.
Humidity.
Station data updated 3 meters 33 ago.
Station data updated 3 minutes ago, even though it says meters. So two finger scrub to go back.
Stations, Home Niwara, outdoor.
And flick back to the left.
Home Niwara, indoor.
And double tap
actions
on
available.
Indoor.
Stations.
And flick to the right.
Configure, button, Home Niwara, indoor. Temperature, 22.3 degrees Celsius.
Yeah,
22.3. 1.3 degrees. Humidity, 50%.
Humidity.
CO2, 879.
CO2.
Noise, 43 dB.
Noise.
Pressure, 1015.
Bar. Pressure.
Station data updated 3 meters 35 seconds.
And station updated. So the Comfort app running on iOS is a little bit cleaner, for me at least, than the official Netatmo Urban Weather Station app. Put my iPhone down for the moment. If I wake up my Apple Watch now.
2:54 p.m.
And if I flick to the right.
24.2 degrees bullet, 65% bullet at 2:38 p.m. 22.2 degrees, bullet 50%, bullet 823.
Okay, so the first temperature, the outdoor temperature, and the second one was the indoor temperature. So if I flip back to the left and do it again.
2:54 p.m.
Flip back to the right.
24.2 degrees, bullet 65%, bullet at 2:38 p.m. 22.2 degrees, bullet 50%, bullet 823.
It's giving me the temperature and the humidity. And of course, the other item on the indoor one was the CO level. And of course, if I double tap on the complication on my clock face,
comfort.
Open up the comfort app.
Stations.
Okay, so here's actually the app running on my Apple Watch now. So I flick to the right.
Home Niwira. Indoor. Home Niwira. Outdoor.
Okay, so same thing again. So if I want to check the outdoor one, double tap on that one.
Outdoor. Station. Back button.
Flick to the right.
Home Niwira. Outdoor. Temperature. 24.2 degrees Celsius. Humidity. 65%. Updated 7 meters 4s ago.
Okay, so that'll do for the actual app itself running on the Apple Watch. I'm going to press the digital crown once to go back to my clock face.
Clock face.
So basically that's the complication running on my clock face for my Natatmo Urban Weather Station. And because that's basically coming off the comfort app running on my iOS device, my iPhone here, I can check it when I'm out and about like I can with the Natatmo app running on my iPhone. So that's it for the weather, for indoor, outdoor. The other one I wanted to show you, of course, was for my light and device switches for my Belkin Wemo systems here at home. So first of all, let me open up the Wemo app. That's the official one. So I'm going to do that now. Hey Siri, open Wemo.
Edit devices. Button.
Okay, and if I flick to the right.
Entry indoor is off. 58%.
Okay, indoor entry is off. That's my indoor light behind my front door. And it's at 58%. That's the brightness I've only got it set to.
Button. Icon_affordance. PNG. Wemo button. Button.
That's the Wemo button to turn it on and off. Flick to the right again.
Entry outdoor is off. 66%.
Indoor entry out. That's my outdoor light in front of my front door outside. And that's currently set at 60% brightness.
Button.
That's off.
Icon_afforded. Wemo button.
There's the Wemo button to turn it on and off.
Kitchen radio is on.
Kitchen radio is currently on. And I'm going to turn that one off. So if I flick to the right.
Wemo button. Button.
There's the Wemo button. Double tap.
Off.
So now if I flick back.
Kitchen radio is off.
I've now turned the kitchen radio off. The kitchen radio, that's the switch I've got the radio in the kitchen plugged into. And of course, the lights are my Belkin Wemo light bulbs, lighting fixtures sockets in the ceiling. So that's the official Wemo app. And of course, the reason why I like using that one, as I said previously, is that I can use it when I'm out and about, like I can with the Natatmo Urban Weather Station app. The one that I can only use on the network when I'm at home is the one that I'm currently using on my Apple Watch. And as I said earlier, that's called Quick Switch. So let me just open up that and we'll see what it's like using the app on the iPhone first, and then we'll go to the Apple Watch. Hey Siri, open Quick Switch.
Quick Switch. More info. Button.
I flick to the right.
Devices. Heading. Refresh. Button. Edit. Button. All off. Button.
So I can do
Toggle
all off.
Devices off. All on. Button. Toggle all devices on.
I can turn them all on.
Kitchen radio. Off.
So here's my socket. Kitchen radio.
Unique device information.
And I'm going to turn that on now. Activate this one. You have to use the action item on my rotor with VoiceOver. So if I flick up.
Toggle device on.
Toggle device on.
Activate item.
Activate item.
Toggle device on.
Or toggle device on. So I can double tap on that now. And if I flick off it.
Lamp Owen,
and
off.
Flick back to the left.
Kitchen radio on.
It's now back socket. On again. And if I flick to the right more.
Lamp Owen, off. Lounge rear. Off. Entry outdoor. Off. Dinner is currently entry at 65%. Outdoor. Entry indoor. Off.
Entry indoor.
Dinner is currently at
57%. If I want to switch one of these on, I can flick up.
Decrease dimmer by 20%.
Decrease dimmer.
Increase dimmer by 20%.
Increase dimmer.
Toggle device on.
Toggle device on. So if I double tap that now, I'll actually turn the outdoor light on. So that's the actual Quick Switch app running on my iPhone. And put my iPhone down. Now, unfortunately, there's no complication I wish there was for the Apple Watch currently. So I'm just going to ask Siri on my Apple Watch here to open up Quick Switch. Open Quick Switch.
Quick Switch.
So I flick to the right.
Kitchen radio on.
The button. Kitchen radio is currently on. If I double tap on it.
Kitchen radio off.
Okay, that's now off. Flick to the right.
Lamp Owen off. Lounge rear, off. Entry outdoor, off. Entry indoor, off.
I'm going to turn the outdoor front light on. Of course, I can double tap on it. So that's the quick switch app. I press digital crown once, I'm going to go back to my clock face.
Clock face.
And that's quick switch running on my Apple Watch. I find it quite handy at night time for both of the apps running on my Apple Watch via my iPhone, if you like. With both the comfort app complication running on my clock face to check the indoor-outdoor temperature, to adjust the air conditioner, and of course the quick switch app when I'm here at home to turn the lights or switches on and off in the house when I'm home. So that completes the demo. I just thought I would do this demo just to give you some idea that basically increases the flexibility of the Apple Watch. As I said previously, the updated version of the Natemo Urban Weather Station app leaves a little bit to be desired, but the comfort app and the complication certainly works well on my Apple Watch. So that completes this demo of the comfort complication running on my Apple Watch and the quick switch app running on my Apple Watch as well. And as always, thanks for listening and bye for now.